More arson arrests made amid Los Angeles wildfire emergency. Los Angeles. More arson suspects were behind bars and charged on January 16th as Los Angeles remained under a state of emergency facing multiple ongoing wildfires and extreme weather conditions. Crews continue to fight the two major week-long devastating blazes dubbed the Palisades Fire and the Eaton Fire, which have killed at least 25 people and destroyed more than 12,300 structures. On Wednesday, Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announced felony charges against two arson suspects who allegedly set small fires, one on January 11th in the City of Industry and the other on January 12th in Irwindale. Both cities are in the eastern region of Los Angeles County and outside the current active wildfire zones. While first responders and residents work tirelessly to save lives and property, we will not tolerate individuals who exploit this tragedy by committing heinous acts of arson or looting, Hochman said in a statement. He said his office will continue to put relentless pressure on those who threaten the safety and security of our county. One of the arson suspects was Jamie Mota, 37, who is charged with one count of felony arson of property and one count of felony arson during a state of emergency. If convicted, Mota could face up to 7 years in prison. Mota is accused of lighting a fire in the back of a warehouse and shipping yard in the City of Industry, causing bushes, stacks of pallets, and the back portion of a tractor trailer to catch fire, the district attorney's office said. The other arson suspect charged was Ruben Michael Montez, 27. His charges include one count each of felony arson during a state of emergency and felony possession, manufacturing, or disposing of combustible materials or explosives with the intent to commit arson. If convicted, he faces up to 14 years in prison. Montez is accused of starting a fire at the I-605 freeway underpass and Rivergrade Road in the city of Irwindale. The district attorney's office said these charges, together with previous charges, signaling an unwavering focus on safeguarding the public and holding offenders accountable. Let this be a message to anyone contemplating similar acts. You will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, Hochman said. LAPD arrests. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Jim McDonnell also announced the arrests of two more arson suspects at a Wednesday morning press conference. He said the arrests were made at 5:15 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. the day before, at locations out of the active fire zones. In one case, a suspect who allegedly set fire to a tree was already detained by a resident when officers arrived. McDonnell said that during the investigation, the suspect admitted to starting the fire because he liked the smell of burning leaves. In the other case, the Los Angeles Fire Department responded to reports of a suspect setting piles of rubbish and trash on fire. The suspect admitted to setting multiple fires that day and stated that she enjoyed causing chaos and destruction, McDonnell said. Three other arrests were made on previous days in the San Fernando Valley and West Los Angeles, all involving people who allegedly set small fires, according to McDonnell.